Hey guys, this is Remy.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we are with Michael Dennis. Michael Dennis is a personal trainer in Santa Monica in California. How's it going, Michael?
Very good. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Good, thank you. Thanks for coming on today. We're excited to talk about all that's happening with Trio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Awesome.
So we're just going to ask you a few questions, you know, so that you can share your experience with the audience here.
Yeah.
Could you please share with us the struggle you found yourself in before starting the program?
I mean, I think like the biggest struggle was always like lead generation. Yeah. I mean, always been very successful, just have like business word to mouth. I've built like my own one-on-one business over the years, and always have like did a good job to have like almost 100% retention. Never had needed like to get new clients, but in late 2017 I opened my own facility in Santa Monica, and not too big, only one-on-one. And you know, like now when you have like an overhead, you have, you know, physical like location, you know, it's, you want to do a little bit something bigger. So I wanted to grow the business, so I started hiring like trainers. And then just from the word to mouth, having like referral, trying to like to grow, trying to find leads, but it was like a struggle, and it was definitely like a struggle, and wasn't able like to get the rate that I was looking for.
Yeah. So we invited you into our program because we believe that you are able to deliver, right? You are able to fulfill, over deliver even, right? But it's true that sometimes we do need marketing to magnify this truth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like when marketing, I think that was, you know, like especially when you're like a one-man shop, you hear a lot of like different things. You're trying to get information about marketing, about different aspects of your business, and you do research, and like, and then people tell you, you hear a lot of the noise, and sometimes you don't believe everything, and you kind of like, I don't need to do what big businesses are doing, or I don't need to do that because it's just such a small business. But like in marketing, that was a part of it, and where I didn't think that it was that important. And I realized that when you want to go fast, when you want to grow to a certain speed, yeah, it's everything. And now, yeah.
So what made you decide then to go with Max Out Your Gym versus some other programs?
That's a good question. I think that was the first interview, the first call with Remy that that really made the difference. I did a couple phone calls before, kind of like interview other like companies before. And they were, you know, you guys promise all like the same thing. You hear like the same speech over and over. And I just thought that it was just more authentic. I just felt more comfortable. It was not, you know, he didn't sound like a used car salesman, like, you know.
Well, we're not here to, you know, close, you know, gym owners into our program. Mm-hmm. We're just here to see if we are the right fit.
Yeah.
And if we are the right fit, then we would invite you again. You know, if you don't have a good gym, we won't invite you into our program, because our program is only magnifying the truth that is actually happening at the gym.
Yeah.
If you don't have a good gym, actually our program is going to hurt more than help. Right?
What?
So we need to first, if you don't have a good gym, our program is actually to hurt more than help.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
And also, verify the truth. So first, we need to make sure that what you're doing is actually good.
And you have an awesome gym. We'd actually really love to hear you talk a little bit about the unique approach that you have with Trio, because you're servicing a really unique demographic. Your offering is very cool. And I'd love to inspire some of the listeners on the things that they can do to add more value. So would you just mind sharing a little bit about your background and how you help athletes and additionally your community?
Yeah. So My background, I've been a trainer for the last, since 2011, and I started at Equinox. And luckily, in my time there, I was exposed to great trainers where I've like learned, where I hired trainers than even when I was like starting working there, so I could learn. And that's when I learned like functional training, functional movements, instead than only like thinking about like split routine and bodybuilding kind of like approach. And that just like opened my eyes on really what the people needed. Now with where what a society is, sitting at desk like 12 hours a day and more, people needed something that's, you know, like a different type of training. And I saw functional training being like the key. Yeah. And we also, I'm kind of like a geek. I like data, I like numbers, and I like to be precise on my assessment. So I like to go dig and then do some body hacking. We do lactate testing, so we find out like we would like to prescribe like the really hard training zone with heart rate based training. So you get like very efficient. You waste no time. You avoid injuries, and then results are like crazy. And then we do like glucose testing. We do some body composition testing, and that, you know, to really in depth to find obviously like body fat, but also BMR. So we can like every month when we give the numbers to a client, he gets so much information, and we know which aspect of his training, which is aspect of his fitness life, and he needs to adjust. If he's on diet and then he's telling me that he's following everything and but he don't get the results, well, we do a little like glucose test, and then if he, you know, if his glucose levels are not right, I can see that he was not quite on point. So it keeps them accountable. And then people get amazing results.
Yeah. And the more you provide, the more value you provide, the more you can check it, right?
Exactly.
How much are you charging for your transformation program?
Excuse me?
How much are you charging for your transformation program?
So we have a couple options because we're a personal training gym originally, right? Now we have a small group training. So we have a challenge for group training start at $449, and they have the options to win their money back for $599. And then we have also, I create like a package for PTs, people who are not ready to do our group training because then they're not quite there, or they, you know, they're dealing with some, imbalances that provide them to do certain movements. So I create like a 6-week challenge for personal training. So there's one for 2 sessions a week for 6 weeks. And then it's $9.99, and I have another one for $13.99. And those ones are very popular.
Yeah. And the more value you provide, the more you can charge. I remember we had a one-on-one consulting call, and then we were speaking about some ideas on how to add even more value, right?
Yeah.
You can use ketone testers, right? You are already testing the glucose, but we can also check ketone productions, right? Ketone level. Ketones is the what you're going to produce if you are in a fat burning state, right? So, hey, let's check if you are actually following the nutrition program.
Right? Exactly. And actually, like with our test, when we test glucose, we test like the ketone at the same
time. Yeah, okay, cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
But we could also add, I don't know, cryotherapy to our program. We could add microguts to make sure that they are actually digesting properly. The more we can charge. We actually have one of our clients is an online PT. He doesn't even have a gym. He's only coaching online, and he's charging $8,000 for a 12-week program. But because he's working on sleep hacking, nutrition, workouts, hormone optimizations, meditation, he's doing like the full package, like the complete package. And because he's really able to provide a complete transformation, that's why he's able to charge $8,000. But you're doing good for charging at $1,500.
And I think that was something that was really awesome when we started working together was your you were dreaming big, right? You said, hey, I know the value that I offer already, and mm-hmm. I know we can increase that value by adding more services that I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. So now that you're doing it to charge the 1K price, the 1.4K price, and to have people be mostly interested in those high ticket programs, it's so exciting for us to see you fulfilling these dreams, you know, and putting them into place and to just exponentially growing.
Yeah.
Because going to LA Fitness and spending $60 a month for a membership there for no result is actually a waste of money.
Yeah.
If you provide a transformation in 6 weeks, okay, it's one thing, okay, but at least you get the transformation. Well, you have an ROI here.
Yeah, absolutely. And if some people, it's not everybody who needs a body transformation. It's not everybody that needs to lose weight. Some people are lucky to already be in great shape, but can still use our program as a Kickstarter.
Exactly.
Did that so everyone can have the chance to get ready in 6 weeks for it. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've increased your value, you've increased your prices based on the new packages that you are offering now. And so can you tell us a little bit about the results you've had this month in your marketing?
Yeah, so we launched our first ad campaign on Facebook on January 4th. And I've generated so far in a month, maybe around 30 leads. And we have a pretty good, maybe 60%, about 50% scheduling rate. So we're doing a decent job getting people to book and to show up. And we sold about increased my bottom line by almost a little bit over 10,000 this month. So we've January up to 2019 was my best month ever.
Awesome. Your first month with Max Out is your best month yet.
And I hired a third full-time trainer. So this month we would like to fulfill, and it's allowed me to step down from training and focusing on the business growth only.
And did you spend $7,000 on ads, $5,000 on ads?
I spent about 1,300 on the ads total. Which I'll spend that every month if I can increase my bottom line by 10K all the time. And that's the thing, I'm lucky to be in a good position where I can invest in marketing a lot in the next few months to really try to generate as much lead as possible. But you don't need to put, if you're smart with your money, the way you guys teaching it, you don't need to put a lot to start, and then reusing your profit that you do from your front end cash to reinvest into your marketing. So you create that system where basically it pays itself and you don't have to do anything. So it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I love that.
What would you say to people, are considering the Max Out Your Gym program and they are afraid that they would actually go into debt with the program? Mm-hmm. What would you say to them?
Well, first I say, if you have any concern, give me a call, hit me out on Facebook. That's what I did. I was really like I said, there's a lot of noise out there. They heard all the things that I've heard, the same guys. Ask other gym, other experience, how they feel with it. And that's what I did. I think I spoke with Kylie, if I remember. And then she said, just from the knowledge that you gain, in the with the online program, it's worth the money. The structure that you get from it, even though you would not get any sale, is just worth it. Unless your people are way more structured than I was, but for me, it was a lot of value. I learned, just a little bit more about computer stuff and how to create, how to create landing page and how to use ClickFunnels and how to link all that stuff. And just, I'm still like at a very like novice level in terms of tech, but you know, it allowed me to like understand all of that. So I have like a better understanding. So it allowed me to be more productive. All of that is very valuable. And then when you launch and then you start seeing the leads coming in, it's just brilliant. But I would say people need to be coachable. Like they need to, like, that's the thing in this industry, people have egos, like big, big egos. They think their system, their way is the best. I see that in trainers a lot. But it's like everything in life. If you want to succeed, you need to put your ego aside and then be okay and be humble and then just be coachable.
So if you're arrogant and you're not coachable, do not schedule a call with us.
Pretty
much, yeah. We won't invite you. Mm-hmm. But if you are coachable, definitely chat with Michael to get his feedback, and also you can schedule a call with us.
Yeah. I love that what you said about being coachable, and also just like having the courage, you know, to like step out there, because you said there was a lot of things you didn't know, right?
Yeah.
And there's a learning curve to the program, but if you follow through with it, it's easy. We're here to coach you, to be there for you, to make sure that you succeed.
Yeah.
So what do you, go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a question. So you were mentioning that you have a 50% scheduling rate right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is like what we would consider being okay, but we have some of our students, they are at 70, 80% scheduling rate. Tomorrow we are going to have a group coaching call specifically on how to optimize the scheduling rate. Could you please share your experience about the group coaching calls? We keep training you on all the strategies. Could you please share your experience, please?
Well, and the group coaching calls are like pretty sweet. Unfortunately, I didn't have the chance to attend like all of them. But whenever I do, it's really helpful. It's just good to see other gym owners like who. They'll deal with the same thing than you do, like sharing experience and see what they do, what they're trying and whatnot. And then you can learn from them, learn from the experience. They might have learned like a different tip in the past weeks, you know, try something that worked better than something else and then tell you, and then you can apply. So it's really cool. It's to see also, it's motivating to see like, because you have like bad week, you have like great week where boom, you sell all the time. You have other weeks, it's not that great, but you know, like you get that call and it just pump you up. You know, it just shows you, all right, like this is, it's working.
Yeah. Do you know the story about the 4-minute mile?
Yes.
That guy that broke, you know, the new record. And then everybody after that, because they have a new belief system, they did it as well. Right, so that's what we also want to generate with our group coaching calls. Oh, this gym owner has a 75% scheduling rate, 80% even. Okay, I'm at 50. Okay, that's possible. I can get to 75%. Okay, I will try to do it as well, right?
Yeah, but what we love too is that this is your first month of the program, and that's already where you're at, right?
Yeah.
So that means that you still have the ability to increase that monthly revenue from 10 to, let's say, 15K just by increasing scheduling, which you're already on the way to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah. The goal is to, like, I'm about to have like 70% of my goal, ultimate goal. So we have a long way to go. So there's no time to rest. And it's not because you have like a good week, like a good day or a good month that you have to slow down, because in business, if you're not growing, you're dying. So, and then you cannot sit on your success because it's only temporary. Whatever you succeed to today, tomorrow doesn't mean anything if nothing else happens. So,
what do you think have been like the two or three biggest things you've learned as takeaways from being involved with the Max Out program?
The three biggest thing I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely like, get outside of your comfort zone. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to not be perfect. Like anything that you, I think Jimmy said it best, like whatever you're scared of doing, that's probably like things you should be doing like the most. So now that's all I focus on. And just like I've learned like my, basically I've learned my limits. I've learned there's no limits. I've learned like, all right, now like I have a system that can basically bring me to my goals, my ultimate goals. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
We love that.
Yeah, no, it's great.
There's sometimes people ask us, you know, do we guarantee results? And making that leap of faith to invest into the program and to invest in yourself, really, because this program also is a huge self-development program, right? So analyzing who you are as a business owner, as a coach, as a person, and then taking that leap can be really challenging.
Yeah, and we definitely do not have a magic pill, right? It's more of a personal growth program. What we
yeah, do. Exactly. And that's a thing that I saw with others that they – like with you guys, you learn how to create everything. So you're autonomous. It's the same approach that I take with our clients. Like we want to teach them how to move, how to live. So they don't need us forever, but we do such a great job that they stick forever. But no, like you need to apply. You need to do things your own. Like you guys are just giving the tools. You're not going to build a house for us. But you've provided everything, the blueprints and the tools. So it's up to them. It's up to us to apply and use those tools for success.
Yeah. There are some other programs out there, you know, where they would be like, hey, here's the landing page. Hey, here are the videos. Just upload it and then use that.
Yeah.
Well, we don't do that. We want to teach you how to build your own marketing material. And so you become independent, right? And then you go move.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And also we want to highlight what you're doing in your community, right, Michael? I think like when we launched together, there were all of those wildfires in California. And then we put together a program that helped proceeds go towards supporting all the families who had lost their homes and were affected by that. And we just thought that was such a beautiful testimony of your heart for your community and the impact that you want to have not only on lives, you know, body transformations, but really the people who live in your community, the ones you see at Starbucks and, you know, running down the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're our friends, they're our clients, they're like our clients' friends, family friends who've been like victim. It was very close by. That where we were, and it was just, you know, like anything we can do to help is just the least. And that's a goal of mine in the next few years. We'd like to give back. I feel like I receive a lot from people, and like it's time for us to give back, and we can do it that way. It's just great.
Yeah, we really love that.
Yeah, we love that heart.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Yes, thank you for your time today. Is there anything that you would maybe say as closing comments to encourage someone if they've been sitting on the fence?
Yeah.
If they're having, you know, second thoughts, or they maybe just haven't jumped in yet, what might you offer them as encouragement as we close?
Well, I would, like I said, like stop waiting. Like take, you know, I totally understand like the concern or like the question you might have, but take the phone, call one of us. Send me a private message, but you know, like if you do what I've done, you're gonna succeed. You're gonna make money, and then there's no other way to say it. It's just a matter of like taking the jump. And if you need to talk to like a few gym owner who's done it, feel free to take the time to do it. And then you're just gonna probably hear like the same speech.
We're so proud of your success and your success, and we just want to thank you for your time today and sharing that with everyone. It's a very encouraging story, and we can't wait to see you continue crushing it.
Yeah, I keep crushing it.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Michael, so much. Thanks, everyone.
Talk to you soon. Bye, guys.
Bye.